Recorded Books and RB Digital present Catherine Howard, The Scandalous Queen by Alison Weir. Narrated by Rosalind Landor. Thus, as I sat, the tears within my eyen, of her the wreck whiles I did debate, before my face methought I saw this queen, no whit as I her left, God wot of late, but all bewept, in black and poor estate, which prayed me that I would nay forget the fall of her within my book to set. George Cavendish, Metrical Visions. Part 1. Flourishing in youth with beauty fresh and pure. Chapter 1. 1528. Catherine was 7 when her mother died. She would never forget being led by her nurse into the dim, musty bedchamber, where father was kneeling beside the bed, his head in his hands and his shoulders heaving, and the chaplain was saying prayers. It was shocking having to kiss the cold forehead of the still figure lying in the bed, which looked so unlike the mother she knew. Why had she died? She had been up and about only yesterday. Yet she had heard her mother screaming in the night, and somehow knew that the little stranger lying in the next room had something to do with it. "You must be brave," her half-sister Isabel murmured. "Our Lady Mother is now in heaven, watching over you." It was hard to understand that, when Mother was clearly lying here. When Catherine started wailing, Isabel took her hand and led her out. "Hush, sweeting," she said, sounding choked herself.